Do you like the WYXR archive you're listening to now? Well, we need your support to help keep it going. Go to WYXR.org and donate today.
This is Nakisha Cole, and you're listening to WYXR Memphis 91.7 FM.
This is your lunchtime news brief from the Daily Memphian. Natalie Van Gundy, I'm Kex Patterson. Federal, state, and local law enforcement have flooded the city's roadways 1 week into the Memphis Safe Task Force's arrival in Memphis. Samuel Hardiman of the Daily Memphian says hundreds of additional Tennessee Highway Patrol troops surged into the city as part of the task force, and reports by citizens suggest a marked increase in traffic stops.
More than 40 recent arrest affidavits shed light on how the task force is policing the city in the early days of the federal deployment. The documents show a reliance on traffic stops, instances of stop-and-frisk policing, and frequent collaboration among local, state, and federal officers. The information also suggests that some of the task force's current focus is picking up individuals with outstanding warrants. A number of affidavits reveal traffic stops are leading to additional charges, commonly possession of marijuana. For the Daily Memphian, I'm Samuel Hardiman.
The Shelby County Commission has approved some changes to the county's cash flow policy. Bill Drees of the Daily Memphian says the changes are to better deal with the problem the county government has every year until property tax revenues begin to flow. The commission approved the policy proposed by Michael Whaley with amendments by Edmund Ford Jr. on an 11-0 vote. The policy requires monthly reports from the administration to the commission on cash flow and the levels of cash reserves, also referred to as the county fund balance. The reserves pay the cash flow, the money pays the county employees, and pays the bills that are due for the county government for the first month of the fiscal year, which begins in July 1st, until property taxes start being paid later in the calendar year. The tax revenues also replenish the fund balance. For Bill Drees, I'm Kix Patterson. You can find more on these stories and others at DailyMemphian.com.
Yes, y'all listening to what? WYXR-FM, the best station this side of heaven in the Crosstown Concourse. I am your girl, Dr. Talisa. Let's have a talk, y'all. Let's have a good old talk about some great things that's happening right here in the city of Memphis. I'm super excited. I have a guest that will be joining me later in my show on today. But today, I just wanted to take an opportunity to say thank you, Memphis. Thank you, everybody, for just being amazing. Hey, y'all, we are all working together. And when I say this, I say it with all of my heart. We are all working together to move the needle in our community. And how do we do that? We do that from working together. And so, you know, when you're working together, what does working together looking like? For me, is listening to each other, right? A lot of times that in order for us to come to an agreement, but sometimes we have to listen to each other, whether good, bad, or indifferent. I am a believer that if you just listen, you know, I was leaving the other station, and I was having a conversation, and I was laughing at the people in the back, and they were really in deep, and I jumped in. Y'all know me, I always want to jump in and have a word to say, right? Because I want to talk. But I was messing with the young people. And y'all, I'm going to tell y'all, at 50 years young, I get inspired hearing conversations with young people. And I just get inspired when they will listen to what somebody like me have to say. And the young people were talking, and there was only one word, one phrase per se, that the individual remembered, but they didn't remember anything else. They were talking. It was like, but Doc, we had been talking about an hour, and he didn't remember nothing else but that. And I said, okay, let's stop. Breathe. Yeah, breathe. Yeah, breathe. And let's really understand why they he only honed in on one thing. The human body, sometimes we do that. We can hear all the good things that's happening in our great city of Memphis, Tennessee. I want to say this. Happy belated birthday to our illustrious mayor, Mayor Paul A. Young. Yesterday was his birthday, y'all. Mayor turned another year younger, not older. I say younger, right? I'm super excited and proud that he's working so hard to really move Memphis. But to go back, I just had to pin that. But, you know, I was listening to these young people, and they only honed in on one little phrase that they were saying. And they were like, this, that, another. But it was nobody ever listened to what they were truly saying. And what I meant by that is that the young people were talking, but were you listening? And so here we are in Memphis. People are talking, but are you truly listening? There's a lot of great things happening in our city, and we have to be so very careful that we only hear the negative, but never highlight the positive. You know, when I think about even this building, the Crosstown Concourse, many years, everybody looked at it as if it was just a Sears building and it was a negative eyesore. But somebody saw fit to make it a landmark, a space where we all can congregate together, where we can live, eat, work, play, enjoy, all right here now in Crosstown Concourse. Think about it. What would have happened if the developers, the visionaries, never listened to this, that, another, but they listened to their heart and said, in this part of our community, where this big old beautiful edifice that once was thriving with Sears Roebuck, as we called it, my grandma would call it, and then it became lying dormant as an eyesore blight. But they took something that was an eyesore that make our eyes shine every day, because not now we can't eat, shop, thrive, and visit the Crosstown Concourse. And so what I'm saying to you today is, I don't care how much negative stuff is going on in the world, and especially in Memphis, Tennessee, I challenge you to find that one bright thing that gives you hope. Hope for not just the future, but for our now. Our world is filled with so many great possibilities. And one of those biggest possibilities are you. All you have to do is keep hope alive and keep believing that all things are going to work out. Memphis has so many hidden gems. You know, sometimes when I'm riding around the city of Memphis, and I'm always thinking about the hidden gems of the world. And the hidden gems is Crosstown Concourse. And I absolutely love all things Crosstown Concourse. And what I'm telling you is you should love it too, because there's great things is happening, and it's happening right here. And so the next time somebody tells you something negative about our city, I challenge you to say, no, I will not say anything negative about my city. All I'm gonna do is say all things positive about my city. You know, there is a young man that's coming in to be a guest with me today. And he wrote a song, and the song has so much meaning to it. And the song says, live and survive in Memphis. And what does that mean, y'all? That we're living in Memphis, and we're going to give Memphis our best. And, you know, I started a movement, and I tell people I wrote this maybe 2 years, almost 2 years, really. And it was moving Memphis forward. And I was like, Lord, how do I use my voice to move Memphis forward? Well, the one way I knew that I could use my voice was to move Memphis forward, was to be a bridge. What do you mean, Talisa, a bridge? everybody likes a good bridge, right? Well, I feel like I am that bridge that when we bring the community and we bring our elected and our leaders and say, listen, you need them, they need you, we need each other. Because in order for us to survive, we got to work together. And so it's a blessing when we can work together to move the needle. And so on last week, y'all, in our Moving Memphis Forward, and again, I want to send some special love out to Mayor Paul Young for the assignment to do more, right? For the assignment to see how I can be that bridge to bring people together. And when we know that we're bringing them together, we know we are working hard. So that's why Moving Memphis Forward, I tell you, on last Thursday and every Thursday in the month of October, we are coming to a community all over the city with powerful conversations on how we move Memphis forward. And that means that gives the opportunity of where the people can literally understand that in order for us to move Memphis forward, we have to work together. We have to be intentional. We have to know that without a shadow of a doubt, we ought to be committed to moving Memphis forward. And when you're looking at moving Memphis forward, in order to move Memphis forward, it's not going to take one person. And I keep telling people, it's not just up to the mayor to move Memphis forward, but it's up to us. The mayor may have a mandate to move Memphis forward, but you have to understand that we have to do it, and we have to do it all together. And so I invite you, but I want to tell you what happened on last Thursday. We were at the New Bellevue Church, blessings to Bishop Tony Hastings that opened up his doors for us. And when I tell you, the Moving Memphis Forward initiative was empowered. Let me tell you who we had there. Councilwoman Yolanda Cooper Sutton, State Representative Antonio Parkinson, State Senator London Lamar, our beautiful Chief of Police, Chief CJ Davis. We had, not only did we have that, but we also had an attorney, so Attorney Dwayne Settles that was there. But we had people that was committed, and I mean committed, to do what's the best needs for our community. And I am grateful that we started that event on a high and we ended on a high, because I wanted people to know when we leave here, we leave them with real-time solutions, getting your questions answered and moving forward. And so I was like, who else can I really set the tone as we be excited about how we're going to move Memphis forward? And I was telling y'all about this young man that wrote a song, and it said, "Live and survive in Memphis. Memphis is the place to be." I believe in my heart of hearts, Memphis is the place to be, and I'm excited that I'm a part of Memphis. And so he has made his arrival in the studio, and so I want to go ahead and get him to jump in. And his name is Dr. Sherman Brown. He has a unique story in Memphis, but he never stopped believing in Memphis. And so he wrote a song, and we're jamming that song, y'all. We're jamming. Living the surviving Memphis is the place to be. Welcome right here to Let's Have a Talk with Talisa, none other than Dr. Sherman Brown.
What's up, Talisa? Dr. Talisa. What's up, Dr. Talisa?
You know how I do. We just tea, baby. We just trying to move the needle in Memphis.
That's all we try to do.
Because we love Memphis.
By any means necessary.
Yes. Tell me this, Dr. Sherman Brown, y'all. Mm-hmm. Tell me, I was telling him about your song, and I was telling you about your vision, and you know, I love how we don't compete, we collaborate, mm-hmm. and I was like, I gotta have you a part of this Moving Memphis mm-hmm. Forward initiative, but mm-hmm. I need you to tell people, why do you love Memphis?
Man, I love Memphis because Memphis made me who I am, yeah. right? And if I look at myself, I'm a pretty good looking guy, inside and out.
Yeah.
And it comes from the ingredients of Memphis.
Yes.
It comes from the ingredients of Memphis, right? This is a great city.
Yes.
And I think if we feed that positivity, we win. Whatever flower we water, we'll grow.
And the flower that we're watering in Memphis is positivity.
Yes.
And that's believing it. In Memphis.
Yes.
And we can do this.
We got this.
But the only way we're going to do it, Doc, is we got to do it together.
Yes, together.
And
together.
Because if we don't do it together, then what we doing?
It won't get done.
It won't get done.
It won't get done.
So tell us why you write a song. Invest your time, your energy, your talent into writing a song, Live and Survive in Memphis, and you have so many different ways that you're trying to get the message out. Why?
I wrote that song because that song is a memorable moment for me, and that song talks about people that did great things in Memphis that may not be living here now, and a lot of people don't know those people did even live here.
Yeah.
But I wanted to mention those names, right, and give energy back to the city to let people know that we got good ground, we got good stock, right?
Yes.
Because somebody don't live here, that don't mean it didn't come from here.
Come on.
You know, like a lot of people don't think that Drake Daddy is from Memphis.
Okay.
You know what I mean? People think Drake is from, not Memphis, they think he's from Canada. Yeah, he is, but his dad is right from here. You know what I mean? So I just wanted to highlight that moment, right? Because I think that if we know who came from here, who did great things, that give us energy to say, yeah, I can do it too.
Absolutely. It becomes that we have to understand that we're standing on individual shoulders that's doing great things worldwide, international.
Yes.
But it came right here from the hometown.
Yes.
M-Town.
Yeah, M-Town. We got a piece of that pie of the world.
Yeah.
You know, and we've made it so far.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we made it so far. We did so many great things. And even myself, right?
To
be in this city, people say, ooh, the city bad. All this crime. If I made it from this city as a high school dropout, shot in the mouth, mom was addicted to crack cocaine, dad spent 70% of my life in jail, grandmother had 15 kids, and I can be a successful black man in the city? You know what I mean? Come on now. What reasons do you have that you can't make it?
Yeah. Because all the odds were stacked up against you. And me.
Yes.
But we fought through it.
We fought through it. You know what I mean? People say, I ain't got nothing positive. I didn't either. I did the opposite.
Yeah. We created it.
Yeah. I do the opposite of what the masses do.
Yeah.
You know, when my friends were in the house, when my friends were outside, I go in the house.
Yeah.
When they're in the house, I go outside.
Yeah.
Because I know that the majority is doing something that don't have a great outcome.
Yes.
Let me do the opposite.
Yeah.
And they help me out a lot.
And, you know, a lot of times when I see young people get into situations, and I tell a lot of times, I said, these young people didn't just get in these situations overnight. They got in because of the environment. They got them into whatever circle they were in. And they didn't mean to, but they got caught up. You know, and so here we are. Now we're older and we understand the power of making great choices. But here we are in Memphis and we have some people that's our age or older still lack the ability to make the great choice of speaking positivity on our city.
You know what they do, what we do, or the older do? We do one thing that's bad, so bad, and I hate that we do it. And my brother Mac, what do you need to stop? you know, we do too much thinking.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? A lot of people think themselves out of what they want to do.
Ooh.
They think themselves out of what they're supposed to be, right? Because if I don't have this comma in this certain spot, have this period right here, or have that capital letter right there, I can't do what my goal is. Me, I just go.
Yeah.
And I want people to know, quit thinking so much, right? We think so much and we miss the boat.
Yeah.
Just go. Because our grandmothers, grandfathers, great-grandmothers, great-grandfathers, aunts, ancestors, prayed for this day, for us to be free.
Yes.
They pray for us to be motivable, right? They pray for us to hold our head up, stick our chest out. But we still hold it down because maybe we sprung our finger.
Yeah. And or we didn't have it our way.
Yes.
Because a lot of times people know that an idea is great, but because they didn't think of it, they don't want to jump on board with it. But they don't understand if everybody worked together, we can move together.
And it's a thing called healthy competition.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
We think because Bob shot the ball, Bob missed. Ricky shoot the ball, Ricky hit. Ricky better than Bob.
Come on.
No, Ricky gave Bob the energy to shoot the shot.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It takes a whole team of collaboration. And it's okay to disagree, right?
Yes.
Because I can't be right all the time.
Right.
That don't mean we got to fall out. You know what I'm saying? We still cool.
Yeah.
You know, we still cool. You know what I'm saying? And I think if we can understand that and come a cohesive unit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And support the vision, right? Because everybody going to have they. I heard this right here a long time ago on the television. And it was Tavis Smiley talking. I'm paraphrasing, but I'm getting to the point. Tavis Smiley said that he got his break because Bob Jones couldn't speak that day.
Ooh.
Right? And then it was the guy that did the 48-hour thing.
Uh-huh.
He couldn't speak. Neither one of those was available. So they had him to go. He wouldn't have spoke. He said, everybody got to usher somebody into the room.
Ooh.
You can't get into a room without being ushered into that room.
Yeah.
You can't get in the room.
Come on. Elaborate on that, because I keep telling people, for so long I've heard people say, it ain't who you know. It's who you know. I said, no. I beg to differ. I say it's who know me. Because if you're in that room and you know me, you're going to say, Talisa, cool, let her come in.
Mm-hmm.
But I may know you, but I may not know you in that room. So I may not be able to get your attention mm-hmm. to let me in the room.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody had to open up the door mm-hmm. and say, come on in.
Yeah. Had to usher in.
Yeah.
But you got ushered in because when you wasn't who you were, they didn't know your name. You had that humble spirit. You had that hunger spirit, right?
Yes, yes.
And you knew at one time. They'll know your name.
Yes, yes.
You know what I'm saying? It comes like this. Like, you may get in the room the first time, nobody knows you. You're just a light on the wall, right?
Uh-huh.
But they watching.
Yeah.
They checking your attitude out, right?
Yeah, yeah.
They checking to see your mindset if you're talking negative or you're giving energy to the room.
Yes, yes,
you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And everybody don't want everybody in their room.
No.
I don't want no negativity in my room. I'm going to call out. You know what I'm saying? No, I ain't got time for that. And God will put you in places. I'm going to show you this right. I'm going to show you this today's right quick.
Okay.
And I'm showing you this picture. Look at this picture here. And this is, you see that picture?
I'm going to tell y'all what this picture say.
All right.
That's a picture of Sherman Brown with another young man that's the opposite race. All
right.
Who is he?
Swipe to the left or right. It's okay. I'm going to save you.
Okay. There's another one. Looked like y'all was standing and eating together.
Okay. Who was that?
And then y'all was hugging
right,
together.
Okay, right there. Now look at it. Now that right there, I'll tell you who it is.
He's a Cowboys man.
The owner of the Cowboys.
Oh, wow. And you're a Cowboys fan.
I am not a sellout. I am not. I wasn't at first, but I'm a diehard now.
This is so stupid.
I'm a diehard. I don't care.
So you ready to go to Texas?
So let's check it out. Okay. So me.
Coming from where we come from.
From where we came from.
Hugging the owner of.
Don't have no athletic ability.
No.
If I shoot the ball, my ball going over the goal.
Yeah.
If they throw me a football, it's going to hit my head.
Come on.
Right? High school dropout.
Yeah.
Right? All the whole story. But can be right there to a man.
Yeah.
Who wanted me to cook him salmon croquettes.
Good Jesus. Because I keep telling people, I think I said that the other day. I said sometimes people are afraid to talk to people. But I want you to think about, they put their clothes on just like you put your clothes on. 1 foot at a time. 1 leg at a time.
So I see what you're saying, but it's that thing, but we sometimes have to find that area in our brains and body mm-hmm. that gives that confidence, right?
Yeah.
Like with me, I don't care who you are. I'm going to respect you.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to be afraid to talk to you.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And I may not have my English right,
mm-hmm.
but I'm still going to talk to you.
Yeah.
And we have those things, but we be afraid to talk.
Yeah.
We're afraid because they at this level, we can't say hello to them.
Come on.
And they want to hear from you.
Yeah.
Right? They don't want you to be like you're afraid. God is my father.
Yes, he is.
You know what I'm saying? Why would I be ashamed to speak to you? Now, the reason why I'm not afraid to speak to anybody, because I know if I say something, I'm saying it in love.
Come on. And love is
I ain't
love.
Trying to break you down. I'm going to throw a joke out there to let you know I love you and I love what you're doing.
He always, y'all, go on a joke about something.
Yeah, because we need a smile. You never know what that person going through that day.
I keep telling people, they ask me, why do I smile so much and why do I do, like even with this initiative that I've been doing, 6 years or so with these billboards.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because you never know what somebody's going through. And every day, almost, I get a testimony of why you do this. Because I love God.
Yes.
And I love his people.
And it's powerful.
And I love all people. I'm not just saying I love black people.
Mm-hmm.
I love all people. Black, white, Hispanic, black, brown. Mm-hmm. I don't care what your religion is. Mm-hmm. I don't care what you believe. Mm-hmm. I'm still going to love you.
Yes. And you have it all over the city, too.
I do. I do. Because every time I want to stop, I just keep
asking. About, look up. There she go. There she go over there. There she go over there.
I just need you to be reminded that I love Memphis. I love Memphis. I love Memphis. I love God. And I want you to be kind.
I'm call you popcorn.
Baby, don't make it. I sure gonna leave out here and give me some paparoons, all right? If and already now I gotta eat me some paparoons. Paparoons.
That's a bird's a plane. No, it's a Lisa Franklin.
But I just believe that if our light is not shining bright, then what are we doing?
It's not serving a purpose.
The world got enough mean people, but do we have enough nice people? It don't take nothing to be nice.
Mm-mm, mm-mm.
I walk through the store and people be looking at me. I be, hey, baby, how you doing, sugar?
Mm-hmm.
And they like, what is wrong with this crazy girl? Because I'm just happy.
Mm-hmm.
Because I realize, Sherman, somebody don't have this same ability.
Mm-hmm.
I go to the hospitals all the time. Mm-hmm. I'm in nursing facilities. Mm-hmm. And I see people that don't have what I have.
Mm-hmm.
My health and my strength and my mind to do for myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, another thing, too, a lot of us want to win the argument.
Want to have the last word.
And I'm going to stick on this right here. If I argue to anybody, I'm going to lose that argument. And the reason why I'm going to lose that argument on purpose.
Right.
Because I know my heart is good, right?
Yeah.
I'm losing that argument because whenever you get in your right state of mind, tomorrow, the next day, next month, you were like, dang, I was wrong, man. But Sherman still stayed humble.
Yeah.
One person the other day had called me, and it's about a month ago. Said, somebody said something. I said, man, call him on the phone.
Yeah.
If I got anybody that's mad at me.
You like me. I'd be like, call him. Let me pull up. Let me pull up. Where I'm going.
Because if I did, I apologize.
Yeah. Because sometimes. We don't do things intentionally.
No.
Like for me, I had somebody, Sherman. Man, it messed me up for minutes. So I'm always walking around hugging and kissing everybody, right? And I walked in a room I was behind, so I thought I touched everybody at least. If I didn't hug and kiss them, I touched them, right? So we done went through whole dinner, 2 hours laughing and talking, and then somebody comes to me and say, you didn't speak to me. I said, do what? I was like, and so then I started asking my, I said, did I not speak? It's like, Talisa, your old goofy butt spoke to everybody. He was getting on our nerve. He was interrupting. And I was messing with, it was messing with me to think that I offended somebody. And so I was like, I apologize. I kept apologizing for something that I did do. And somebody later said, you know that young lady is challenged. I said, well, then somebody should have told
but
me
don't,
that.
repeat after me.
What?
I'm human.
I'm very human.
And I'm going to say this. You got to repeat this. But I see how you move, right? You're human.
Yes.
It's impossible for you to speak to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
It's impossible for you to have an event. I had somebody say, Sherman, I'm only coming to the event if you call me. I said, dude, my grandma got 15 kids and 100 grandkids, right? And I got friends. How am I? If you see it out there, you're welcome.
Yeah.
You follow me? So if you know, you know, ain't got no issue. So if you see it, come. So it's impossible for you to call everybody.
Yeah.
Hey, come out here. Hey, support me right here. You know what I mean? That general statement should be an umbrella to everybody that you know.
Yeah. But a lot of time, and I get it all the time, it was something I was doing when I brought Roland Martin here, and a young man say, but you didn't call me. Boo. I'm bringing Roland Martin.
Right.
I got.
And you know we good.
And you know we good. And I'm bringing Roland Martin.
Right.
And I got a whole lot of expenses and
security,
and
everything.
I got a lot of stuff to deal with. And you got mad
because
I didn't pick up the phone and say, come.
Right.
And I said this in the nicest way.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm grateful that the other 33 tables equipped to 330 plus people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad they wouldn't wait on me just to call them.
Mm-hmm.
I put it out in the atmosphere that I was bringing somebody to the city of Memphis.
Mm-hmm.
to enlighten us, to encourage us, to bring somebody to the city of Memphis. And I apologize, I didn't give you a personal invite.
And I called you that morning.
You did.
You said, Sherman, by the way, you want to come? You don't, because
you called me.
I called you, but it's hard to remember everything.
It is.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, cool, but I couldn't make it though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it's impossible. You know what I mean? Y'all give, I don't know.
Grace.
I just feel this in my voice. You son of a suckers out there. You son of a suckers out there.
You don't like to be birdie, man.
Give her a break. You ain't got time to be, hey, Becky, hey, Teresa, hey, John, hey, Bob.
Yeah.
Grow up.
Yeah. But I think, you know, we don't give people enough grace.
Yes.
I was telling them in church Sunday, shout out to Pastor JT Crutcher, Lady Crutcher, Grace, Greater Grace Church. They had the perfect name, right? And I remember in preaching and I was saying, give somebody else the same grace that God gave you when you jacked up. A lot of times we forget how to give that person that made mistakes grace, but we've made plenty and God gave us grace.
And we got to be so careful to look at people, you do too, anybody that's a employer who came from poverty have what you call survivor remorse.
Yes, God, yes.
Right? So we give grace so much that we get ran over.
Yes, yes.
You know what I mean? It's like we got to go from the grace to good stewardship.
Yes, yes.
Because like me now, I just turned 50. My first 50 years was listen to the excuses.
Yeah.
Survival remorse. I understand.
Yes.
I'm going to go out the way. All these things, right?
Yeah.
It helped me, but it also hurted me.
Oh, okay, okay. And ways and what?
Because I was trying to do God's job.
Because God don't need no help. I keep telling folks.
Yeah, I was trying to do. I was like, okay, if they are in my, if they call my phone, right?
Yeah.
I was like, they call my phone and say my name, it's my job to help.
I've been there, done that. That ain't my story no more.
Mine's not either now, but it's how it was, right? It's almost like, if you call my name, if I got my last, if you call my name, it's my job to do that.
Yeah.
And I put myself in so many situations that I shouldn't be in, like I'm starving because I'm giving my last.
Because you know why? Everybody, emergency is not our, shouldn't be our priority.
Right. But
because life is about choices.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to understand, if we are not making the right choice, not for just now, but for generational, that comes a challenge. Some of the issues that we're dealing with in Memphis is because the person that was in charge to break the right choice did not. Right. And now it's generational.
Right.
And so even if you go back and you say, well, Talisa, it's about poverty. Well, let's go all the way back to the leaders that we had many years ago.
Right.
If they wasn't not thinking about multi-generational, how we get them out of poverty, because let's be honest, we're probably 2 to 3 generations behind. So it's going to be hard to catch up if we continue to have the same mindset of doing this. Because this is a problem when some people get money and I say, you know, you only get X amount of dollars. Why spend all your money in one space, or why go out and live beyond your
let's name some spaces. I'm gonna name one, you name one. I'm gonna name one. Corner store.
Oh my god. But you know why some of them go to the corner store? There's no quality transportation. And then they mama went to the corner store. Big mama went to the corner store. That's all they know.
And they're doubling the prices like crazy.
And many of the corner store people don't even like the people they serve.
Right. Do not. Do not.
But we be okay to give that, but it's mindset. We got to shift it. How do we shift it? How do we make those changes? In order to do it, we got to have those conversations and stop lying to ourselves and say, Sherman, this color pen is a pretty pen. No, this is a yellow pen.
Right.
Stop, call it what it is. As the folks say, call a spade. But too many times we don't do that.
Right.
And that's why we're dealing with what we're doing now. We're trying to reverse something that has been 2-3 generationals behind. And so we got to continue to have those true conversations and be clear. And so it's just like if you come to me this month and say, Talisa, help me with your rent. Bam, I'm going to help you. But if you come back to me month 3, help me. Now, let me help you with money management, because evidently there's some other challenges mm-hmm. that you're having, because how you need money from me and for me, this is Talisa, mm-hmm. okay? You got $300-$400 hair in your head. Mm-hmm. Your priorities are not right.
But I'm getting to you next on the first.
Okay.
I'm going to pay you back on the first.
But then on the first, you already owed it out because you done already spent it out. Or we made poor choices because we saw generational make those choices.
We get my income tax.
Oh, that's a whole nother situation.
I think.
A whole nother situation.
I used to get income taxes, right, when I had a job. Like 26 years ago.
Until we start paying back.
I said, so record income tax ain't going broke no more.
And how many times hear people say that?
By the time May get here, it's over.
Yeah. Well, at least you lasted May. Most people didn't last in May.
Yeah, because I found you kids. I had earned income credit.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. You had Sharon. Sharon got the good money. Lord Jesus, Sharon got the good money.
Oh, boy.
But it's mindset. Yeah. So I want to kind of really talk, you know, y'all listen. I know y'all's like, Talisa, what are y'all talking about? We're just talking about L-I-F-E, life be life.
Yes.
And we want you to understand, in all the things that we life in, life is about choices.
It is.
What choices are you going to make, not just to benefit you, but the people around you? Mm-hmm. Not just to benefit you, but generations to come.
Yes.
And so, Sherman, I want to kind of talk about some of the things that you heard on last Thursday for our Moving Memphis initiative. Kind of let's have a dialogue on that, because I want people to understand that this Thursday we'll have another dialogue. We'll be at Koinonia Church on Macon in Cordova.
Mm-hmm.
We have some amazing leaders that's going to join us. And I'm going to tell y'all, this one, oh my God, it's going to be Chairwoman Shantae Avan,
yes.
Chief Anthony Buckner,
yes. Yes.
Senator London Lamar, Councilwoman yes. Rhonda Logan,
yes.
Commissioner Sable Otey, Councilwoman Yolanda Cooper Sutton, and State Representative Antonio Parkinson, and added State Rep Ramesh Ackberry. That's a smart girl, too, y'all. I got to tell y'all, that young lady is so smart. Of course, Mary Young. And then, of course, it'll be hosted and moderated by yours truly. And it's happening on this Thursday, 5:30 at Koinonia Christian Church, 10525 Macon Road in Cordova, Tennessee, 38016. Thank you, Apostle Cedric Taylor and Prophetess Miranda Taylor, for opening up your doors for this much needed community conversation. But last week we had a conversation. Kind of tell me, what were some of the takeaways that you took away, Sherman, on last Thursday? Well,
it's a few things that I've taken away, right?
Okay.
Now, generally, what you did was get people to lay out of what they did, right?
Uh-huh.
So you gave everybody, because it's hard to grab the mic, right?
Mm-hmm.
You gave everybody this white sheet of paper. They asked their questions. So everybody writing their questions down.
Mm-hmm.
So if you come, people, you better write your questions down. And Talisa, you got all those questions out.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Because what I knew was, if I allowed people to go to the mic,
mm-hmm.
that was going to be a lot of time. Right?
Yeah, but yeah.
And I didn't want the time wasted, not wasted, but time elapsed of waiting for people to come back and forth to the mic.
And somebody wouldn't have had a question to get out.
Exactly.
But you got it out.
Everybody's yeah. question got answered because mm-hmm. I was laser focused
yes.
to hear the needs of the community.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes, not all the time, but most of the time, they were called, we call mic hogs,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
They want to hog the mic mm-hmm. to get a sound bite because mm-hmm. we're grateful we had all the media there.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't about a sound bite. It's mm-hmm. about getting the sound of building our community together.
Mm-hmm.
And what I love that everybody knew that their voice, their question
yes,
mattered.
That's what I liked about that. And then the chief.
Mine.
She had her pad, her pen.
Yes.
She didn't miss a beat of a question. She
yeah.
answered every question that was given to her. You know, I love that. Touche
yeah.
came in. He had to sit up at the edge of his seat a couple of times because he
yeah.
had to pull his jacket up. He was ready to answer that question, right?
Yeah.
And the questions, on Lamar, the questions was so, it was answered in a manner that I appreciate. It was like, it was authentic.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? I love the authenticity about
mm-hmm.
what you're doing, right?
Because yeah. I don't have an agenda.
Right.
My agenda,
mm-hmm.
my purpose, if I tell you the truth,
mm-hmm.
is to see Memphis move.
Yes. Yes.
That's all I want to see.
And you ask a couple of questions. I'm like, you going to ask that question?
Because I promised the people.
Yeah, you did. You did.
I promised the people that I was going to ask the question. And I promised the people that the people on here going to answer the question.
Right, you did.
And they did.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll be like, can you?
Because it's about accountability.
Yeah, I was like, can you ask me that tomorrow?
No, boo. We got to, We ain't got time to wait. Right, right. Our city is in crisis.
Right. And you didn't call anybody name out. You said, hey, homeowner, she's a homeowner, You know, it was cool. Yeah.
Because they needed to understand that a lot of people got questions, but they're afraid of being retaliated on if they ask that question. Mm-hmm. Or they're afraid for somebody to know this is the way they feel. Mm-hmm. Then, baby, let's address the question. Good, bad, or indifferent. Mm-hmm. They are, they're a voice. Mm-hmm. They're in this community. Mm-hmm. And we need to make sure they voice matter.
Right. And I'm not in the politics, but a lot of things they talk about as far as the budget.
Yes.
That they're fighting for.
Yes.
The laws with guns, right? Uh-huh. All that. I'm like, okay, y'all are fighting in the background for us. And we think that they're not. And like one lady said that they would say, why you didn't come to this event? She said, if you don't tell me, I don't know.
Yeah.
So it's like it was a thing that the politicians need to know.
Yeah.
Right. What's going on in the community and they can be there.
Yeah.
They don't know what's going on every day.
Right.
But if you invite them, they will come.
And it's about inviting them or versus saying they just don't want to come. Well, you know, I want to come if I don't know about it.
Right. Right, they're human.
Human.
Right. And like she said, we got lives, we got families, and it's not like, I'm not political, but I know they're getting $300,000 a year, so they got to live their own life, right?
No,
this is community service, right?
Yes, it's community service.
So if it's community service and they stick out to help out with the community,
yes.
You know, it's not their lifeline, but let them know what's going on, email them,
Yes.
And they're going to reply.
Absolutely.
And they say don't keep the same people in office from years ago because I went to school with you.
Yeah.
I love all that.
And what we have to make sure is that we're being truthful.
Yes.
And saying is this is the way we move. You know, even when he came out, like many people, I love how the chief dispelled the myths of our, it's the National Guard. The National Guard ain't even here. They don't come to Friday. Right. So this Friday. Not last Friday, not the Friday before last, but what happened is because people saw people in uniforms, they automatically started putting, and we got to be careful with social media. Social media can spread negativity. So then you had people thinking, but what the chief did, she dispelled the myths and said, this is what she said, if we may have 200 officers here, that's what the chief of police had to say. And they are not going to be arresting. They're going to be handled with other duties as assigned. They will not have guns. This is what the chief said, right? But what is happening is that many people don't know the truth, so they see something on social media. And then I had a conversation with Chief because I had a couple people reach out to me that Friday, and I'm grateful for her taking the time to answer the questions of the people. And it was like, well, they see the uniforms. And we was like, how do we identify this? How do we identify that? Mm-hmm. But it's the fact that she's open to dialogue when social media will say one thing, but what does the chief say? I just feel like we should just go straight to the source versus going around the source. And so these Moving Memphis Forwards is going straight to the source. And what I appreciate is that we got through all that 2.5 I mean, y'all, let me tell y'all, what was the present?
Yeah.
The folk didn't leave.
Yeah, I had to perform as we taking pictures.
Yes. Because you was the highlight. Because the highlight was as we enjoy fellowship and feeling empowered, we going to leave with the beat.
Yes.
Living, surviving, Memphis. It's the place to be.
You got to be here to know it. What everybody want to see. It's the home of the blues. B.B. King's was singing from barbecue to rock and roll. We in the Hall of Fame. Full of drama like a soap opera. On the curb, I watched 3-6 win an Oscar. I observed so many brothers getting 3 strikes, tossed in jail. Police on a horse across from Bill. I can't cry because it's home now. From South Memphis down to Orange Mound, North Memphis Thug Style. Raleigh up now, fighting with these letters with these politicians. It was days we had it hard in Memphis. I had to learn about the dress code to get some cheese. I watched Gotti put the city on. with CMG. I love Memphis like I love women, because every brother in Memphis got a little bit of thug in them. We might fight amongst each other, but I promise you this, we in a city where we come to get lit. Yeah, that's what it is. So, yeah, it feels so good.
Hold on, I got this pin this.
Okay.
Shout out to my girl, Sierra.
Sierra!
I love you, girl! I love you.
She dance like Sierra.
Nah, stop playing that. Ain't no playing matter today. Ain't no plan. We are praying, bombarding heaven for you and the entire family. I can only imagine. We knew her from just knowing her, but you knew her. She spanked your butt, put you in check. But we love you, girl, and we are praying for you. Many people know that we lost a legend here in our city. The legend by the name of Vanessa Brown, y'all. She is a woman of God that beat cancer for so many years. I think right about 16 years. And, you know, her big event, the Cancer Survivors event, was coming up. But she was a true champion for this community. She was a true champion for people, right? There ain't a person that you didn't meet her, you didn't feel immediate love. Wow. She didn't have to know you. She didn't look at, as we would say in church, the big eyes and the little yous. She had a heart for people. And her life was lost, but her legacy will live on through the Brown Singers. Her legacy will live on through Memphis, Tennessee. Yes. Her legacy will live on throughout international. Mm-hmm. Because one thing we all knew, if you saw her, you loved her. If you saw her from afar or new, she loved God and she loved his people. And one thing about it, I tell people all the time, it's one thing that you got to go, but it's another thing, place you got somewhere to go. She had somewhere to go. And the place she had to go was heaven, baby.
Yes.
And I thank God for her life. I love you, my sister. I love you. You all that's listening on the radio, I had to take the time. Because when I saw somebody I love, nobody know the day nor the hour. Love on your folk right now.
Yes.
God is here. Love on your folks. I love you, sis. Praying, bombarding heaven. Friday gonna go up. Saturday gonna go up. But we know all things work together. It may hurt now for the good of those who love the Lord that are called according to his purpose.
Yes.
You better continue to walk in that purpose.
Yes.
I love you, sis. I love you. I love you. I love you. I know you're working, girl, but we bless the Lord. We bless the Lord. If I could sing, I'll sing to you, but that ain't my gift. So I'll let y'all do that.
Right.
Bye, baby.
God bless you. God bless you.
Oh, yes. Yeah, sweet people.
Yes, yes, yes.
Sweet family.
Okay.
See, this is what Memphis is about.
Yes, yes.
We have people that love God for real, that represent Memphis all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
But life was taken just a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Struck us all. But I love to see the strength I see in those young ladies.
Yes.
Because let me tell you something. When we said we got to live and survive in Memphis, even though when people pass, their legacy never dies.
Never dies.
And her legacy will never, ever die.
Wow.
Why?
Mm-hmm.
Because there is people around the world.
Mm-hmm.
They see you work.
Yes.
We see you.
Yes.
I had somebody one day, somebody said, Talisa, we see you. I said, what do you mean? Oh, we see you. Because,
mm-hmm.
I mean, you don't even have to say it. But we see a Sherman Brown.
Mm-hmm.
I saw what you did for the class. There was many people that came to your tailgate, didn't feel free, feel like they had a place. You made everybody feel welcome because that's what you do.
Mm-hmm.
You open up your heart. You open up your doors and say, come on in.
Yes.
We all is one. In order to move Memphis, we got to move it as one.
Yeah, it feels so good that way.
Yes. Yes.
It feels so good just saying, hey, I love all everybody.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? That feels so good.
It feels good to know that the God that we serve is able to do.
Yep.
Sherman, thank you for going on this journey with me. Because I tell people, y'all, this is a journey, y'all.
Yep.
Every Thursday,
moving
Memphis forward, living and surviving Memphis.
Mm-hmm.
We doing this to uplift our community.
Yes, 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 yes.
And that's what we're going to do.
That's what we're going to do.
We're going to uplift. Dr. Sherman Brown, tell people how they can stay connected to all things Dr. Sherman Brown. Because you got so many different entities. Tell people how they can stay connected.
So, I got my MySpace account back going.
MySpace?
I'm just
playing. Boy, I don't even think MySpace still around. Is it still? Y'all know I want to check. Is MySpace? Y'all remember all we had was MySpace and AOL. We had to dial up. We was waiting forever for the dial up. Oh, my God.
I'm doing a remodel for a lady right now in Westwood. And her house, she got this old phone. She got the cord, like.
She still got it?
The cord, like, 60 feet.
And it's running through the house.
I said, can I buy that, please?
Baby, I used to buy them 100 feet cords. I'm guilty, y'all. I'm guilty. I'm going to get them 100 feet cords.
And I mean, she's so sweet.
Oh, God.
She's so sweet. So I do roofing, right? So I hope. Anybody that need a roof.
We can't do okay. Advertising.
What I do?
We're not profit. Just tell people how they can get connected to All Things Sherman Brown.
Okay, All Things Sherman Brown. Sherman.Brown. No, yeah, Sherman S. Brown on Facebook, right? I am Sherman S. Brown on Instagram. I have a nonprofit called Lasem.
Yes.
Live and Survive in Memphis. So on that note, I am doing an event at my event center November the 1st.
Okay.
Right? And we're going to do a brunch for Live and Survive in Memphis.
All right, y'all. We brunching, y'all. So I'm going to tell you something. I bet it's going to have a good food. Yep. But more so, it's going to be Living and Surviving
in
Memphis.
Yes, yes, yes.
And it's kicking out my birthday month. It's November. November. It's my birthday month. It's my birthday month.
Hey, hey. So look, where are you from?
Y'all know I'm North Memphis. Right, so, don't get it twisted.
All right, cool. So I'm going to beat Bob. Give me a rap.
You know my folk was saving 75. I couldn't wear no pants.
Do Kirk Franklin then.
Stomp. Look, when Kirk came out, I'm trying to figure out. I was like, yeah, I can dance.
Right.
I can dance. And then my grandma was like, you better watch that. Right. Watch that hip. Right. Watch that hip. Like, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
My people say.
Yeah, yeah. Stomp.
My people say.
Stomp.
Hey, but City of Memphis, man, I love you all.
We love you.
Enjoy yourself, right? If you just keep your chest out, you can handle it. Whatever you're going through, you can make it through it, right? Just do not give up, right?
Yes, yes.
And because somebody, you got this invention or idea because you never saw it happen before, that doesn't mean that you can't do it.
Come on.
That doesn't mean that you can't do it. So give it all you got, your dreams, your aspirations, put everything on the table, right?
Mm-hmm.
And knowing that God's going to pick something out.
Yes.
For you to be great at.
With that being said, Dr. Sherman Brown.
We out.
The clock on the wall. So that's all, folks.
We out.
Listen, know that I love y'all. Make sure that you're following me on all social media outlets at Dr. Talisa Franklin. Know that I am here for you, that we can all do all things together. So know that I love you, baby. Absolutely, positively love you. And there's nothing you can do about it. Until next time, be blessed is my prayer, knowing that God is with you. If you're available, head us out for our Movie Memphis Forward initiative every Thursday in October. And so this one tomorrow will be at the Conaneer Church in Cordova. Cordova, we coming to your city. And then after that, y'all, we got Whitehaven, we got East Memphis, we got North Memphis. Y'all, it's on like a pot of neck bones. Until next time, keep your dials right here at your favorite station, WYXR in Crosstown Concourse. I am Dr. Talisa Franklin.
Could have been it. Just walk.